Welcome to another episode of Tennessee Froward's Reading. Hi, I'm your host, Felicia Baxter. Actually, this is not Tennessee Fro. This is just Coffee with Tin Fro. As I go over my thoughts about breaking news and the general shenanigans that are going on in the universe right now, won't you join me as I explore the daily tea, what's going on? And again, thank you for your support. So I actually think that I've actually figured out a way for myself to deal with the emotional stress of the last several hours. I don't know how you guys woke up this morning, but I was basically thrown out of my bed with the shenanigans that are going on right now in the White House. I'm just floored, literally floored by what is going on. I knew it was coming, but it still doesn't negate how I feel about it all. And I'm just welcoming Catalina Walker to the show. But this is what I am feeling, and it's, I don't mean to just kind of go randomly or just talk about things at random, but I just have so many thoughts, and it's just completely blowing my mind. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is complicit. This is defined, or the simple definition of this is, when you are complicit, you know something is wrong, but you not only have that knowledge, you even have the ability to stop it, but you don't. You just keep doing it, and you actually help the wrong person that's actually doing it. This is what I think about what is going on in the White House in this administration right now. I would like to take the high road, and I tried to take the high road because I tried to do it with ignoring what's going on without watching the news. I tried to inspire, I tried to comfort, I tried to enlighten, but I'm going to have to go the enlightened tack, because what does bring me comfort is when I can speak my truth and to be able to allow people to respond to it and to listen to it. And that's what I hope people would actually do today. And that's why I started this live, because I'm thinking I'm not the only person that feels this way, completely distraught. What does Barrett's confirmation mean? No one, don't get me wrong, no one can replace the great Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was fighting for the common man, and so doing, fighting for men, it actually allowed women and people of color and other marginalized people to actually get a place at the table. No one can replace that. But what I do find is disheartening is when they push through this woman, I don't know if she's actually smart or not. And I would propose that she probably is very intelligent. She got appointed, but it's proven that she has the credentials to put, she looks great on paper, but the problem is why you force this nomination and confirmation all within one fell swoop, because you want to pack the court. Three justices to preside over our judicial branch of our government for an indeterminate period of time, to me, is just horrid. And what it actually really means is, and you want this to camouflage everything else that's going on in the world. We've hit an all-time high on number of COVID positivity cases. The hospitals are packed up. People are still dying. Although you said the death rate has dropped by 17%, it still doesn't change the fact that we still have a higher death rate than freaking Venezuela. Let's just go right there. Why is in one of the most industrialized countries in the world that we have a higher death rate than a third world country? Why is there such another outbreak in the White House where there were more people that are positive, that have tested positive in the White House in the last 24 hours than all of Venezuela? That place is supposed to be on lockdown, the most secure area of the world. And they're falling ill from this virus. And you've given up. You've basically said, you know what, Americans, you are on your own. We cannot get control of this, so we're not even going to freaking try. Also, what we're saying is not only are not we going to get try, we are going to ignore the fact that we're not going to even talk about any more bailouts before the election. You would lose hope if you continue to think about this stuff. And that's why I'm so agitated. And you got people like the press secretary for the campaign double downing on stupid. You got that no moving face chick double downing on stupid. They're not giving us the answers that we need. They're not, I do not find it comforting to have to be lied to. I don't find it comforting when you're trying to spin a pandemic. There is no spinning of a pandemic. There is no reason why what we need right now is the truth. We need an obvious plan to lead us out of this, because right now the numbers are looking such that we may or be heading into a necessary lockdown because everything is wilding out. Even in my county, Hamilton County, the numbers are going way too high. We're moving into the red zone. Erlanger is busting at the curves, at the seams. It is just all so disheartening. And when you have these people that are willing to support lies and point out half-truths and untruth, it just bugs the heck out of me. You can tell the truth, I can handle it, but what I can't tolerate is the cover up, and a poor cover up. You push this girl through because you just want to consolidate your power at the cost of the American people and at the cost of a lot of our sanity. Stop it. That's all I need you to do right now is stop it. So, what else are they covering up then, you may ask? This is what I think is being covered up. I think that all the rollbacks on the EPA rollbacks, our environment is taking a hit. It's allowing other people and human rights abuses. we're no longer a lead in refugee protections. We knew that because of what's going on in the border. We got people that are dropping bombs. Russia is increasing their airstrikes in Beirut. What are they doing? He's been in a bunker. You blame Joe Biden for hiding out from this. Well, you don't say anything about your boy, Putin, where you have to go through a disinfected tunnel just to get in to see him. And he's doing running the country on Zoom. But what they're doing is they're planning airstrikes against people that we are no longer protecting. We still have people. They released another snuff film on TV today. Another black man, unarmed. Well, he wasn't unarmed. He actually had a knife, but they also shot him multiple times in Philadelphia overnight. There was also another unarmed black man still getting shot in Waukegan, Illinois, of all places. And then so these are the things that are going on. COVID's not going away, but our reaction or lack of reaction to it is causing every other thing. It's like they're using the pandemic. They're trying to spin it as a distraction. They use Barrett's confirmation as a distraction for everything else that they're not doing. They're trying to dismantle Obamacare. They're trying to dismantle women's rights and voting rights and suppression. They're doing all of this under the guise of some type of conservative agenda when it doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to go ahead and welcome Doug Dog Lover. Hey, how are you? As I basically... just in simply spouting off about the issues of today. The reason why I am just so agitated in my state, and I'm thankful. No, don't get me wrong. I'm gonna have to sip a cup of coffee because this is what it is. It's coffee with tinfro. I'm just agitated by these going on. I don't mean to go off on some Hotep kind of tip, but this is the aggravation that I am going through. I just woke up just so agitated with how they pushed through her confirmation, the boycotts. I knew that wasn't going to work. She got her first vote by Clarence Thomas, another person that he got dragged with. You know, we don't forget less his in his shenanigans with Anita Hill back in the day. Allegations of sexual impropriety. We don't forget all of that. The Kavanaugh shenanigans. We don't forget all of these things. And what bothers me is the concerns about consolidation of power and walking in lockstep with a party that seems to be so far from its beginnings and truly the party of Lincoln. It has no basis and it has no bearing or anything in the rights of people and the solidify of the government and the Republic. The Republican Party is just so far away from that. And so what I am just completely disturbed about is just there just seems to be something in the force that is just disturbing to me. And how many people that are willing to allow the shenanigans to continue just because they say they're conservative or they have some of the things, but not really looking at everything that is wrong. I think the complicity in this and how people are just complacent, you know, they're just willing to roll over and allow this to actually continue to occur. It is just so absolutely maddening to me. I don't want to be sad, but at the same time, I actually am happy that I at least I want to be around, because I've been talking about this for a while, how I was looking into becoming an expat. But a lot of things are in the way for me to even consider leaving the country. Number one, nobody's letting us in because we have not been able to control this pandemic. So everybody has basically shut their doors to our snotty nose selves. That's number one. Number two, even though financially I could actually float it, I don't think I can fit in the seats anymore. And the numbers don't make sense right now. Not just COVID numbers, but just a couple numbers like my big ass, my weight, as well as my other comorbid conditions, my blood pressure. I'm waiting on a blood pressure cuff because I think I may actually have to go on a third medication until I get control and bring down my weight. And because I have 50-inch hips, I ain't fitting in no 44-inch, 40-inch seats. I'm just saying. And you can laugh. You're allowed to laugh at that. I'm a big-ass Black woman. And that is going to also preclude me from fitting into a standard seat. So I would actually have to get one of those seats that's about twice the size as my ass, but I got to bring my ass size down. I don't think they make super size seats. And I think Mary Ann, if I'm looking at the right person, is correct. The only way because I see the Georgia Bulldogs. But anyways, I didn't know it was you until I actually saw the Bulldog. That is freaking hilarious. That's my homegirl from Arizona. Thank you for tuning in. I always see these spiking up when I have people listening to the podcast in certain parts of the country. You in Arizona, as well as my friend in Illinois, always seem to pop up. So for that, I'm actually grateful. But anyways, what is... And you are correct. Both parties are so far away from where their beginnings were and where they actually, what they represent, that it makes know that we all need to reset. I'm really thinking it is, we have to do a reset. Our two-party system does not make any sense. Both parties are so far away from where they were and where they were going. I think now has to become a time where we're going to have to look into a multi-party system. Somebody that is really consistent and wants to go back to the original ideals of equality and inclusion, that basically what they may not have intended to say that, but it really needs to be able to represent that. We need parties that are going to represent the entire American and the multiplicity and multifactorialness of the American society as it is, and want to figure out a way how we can move forward and reflect that multinational, all-inclusive type of society, and not having a society for the top 1% and the lightest of us all. That makes absolutely no sense to me. However, what I can't do, because we have not moved into a multi-party system, what I cannot do, and I can't see myself with great moral sense, not voting and then voting for a Republican and that party that has nothing to do with inclusion and has nothing to do with preserving the union. What I do think is the conservatives have basically drunk the Kool-Aid. They really think that the party ideal as it is now, and a conservatism and a rolling back of us going forward and a return to conservatism and isolationism is what's going to save this party. However, The way our, the only reason or way that, or have a party to represent that would be to change or overhaul the Electoral College. The way it is right now is, unfortunately, the Libertarians don't have the voting base. They don't have the platform. They don't have the ear or the voice of the American people. And until that actually happens, that's the only reason or way that a Libertarian will actually win. Several things actually have to happen. They actually have to get the word out. We need to know about Libertarians way before the election, meaning they got to start winning local election as well as national elections. And we just have to know who they are. But what is also going to be that's also going to necessarily be needed, the Electoral College and the way it works, is it's like an all or none kind of situation now. If you don't vote, or you vote for the Libertarian, or if they're not on the ballot, they don't get the electoral vote. You can write them in for your state, but if that person is not on every single ballot, they will not get the electoral votes that is necessary to be able to win for that particular election, unfortunately. So, and it's really hard to actually act to get on. You have to go state by state. Ask Kanye. he is actually running, representing the birthday party. So a vote for Kanye is not a vote for anybody. I'm just saying. And also, unfortunately, at this time, if they are not known, unfortunately, a Libertarian, a vote for a Libertarian basically almost means an almost like it's almost a non sequitur, because that means the vote is not going to go to, it doesn't necessarily go to, it doesn't mean anything, because if only 3 people or 3 million people in Arizona vote for the Libertarian, that's not necessarily going to win the election, because that Libertarian may not be on the other ballots. They may not actually get the significant amount of votes to be able to win for that election for the different states, unfortunately. However, the only thing we're going to make this a multi-party system is finding out what the inclusive nature of their policy stands for. That's number one. And finding out what they're doing on their local, state, and on a national level, and then making them known and acceptable to the American public. And also deleting the fact that all Libertarians are socialists or communists. They are not. They are not. They truly, in all honesty, they probably do represent the inclusivity as well as the progression of our society of everyone. They don't represent the top 1%, but we wouldn't know that because no one knows who they are. So until that system, until we can change the system and increase the profile of all other parties, I can only vote for one party at this time and work to make sure that other parties truly represent and would be a better fit for me, and making sure their profiles are actually elevated. But at this 8 days into the run up to the election, I don't think it's possible for me to be able to support vote for a Libertarian at this time. However, going forward, oh hell yeah, there's no way I would ever vote for a Republican, especially not this fool that's in charge right now. But I do not think. But I don't think I can actually support a Libertarian this late in the race. That's how I actually decided. Let's talk about that. How I decided to start supporting Biden. I looked at everyone that would, and this is maybe a cop out, but I looked at everyone that was actually the broad representation in the Democratic race. And I thought, who would best represent, or that would be tolerable to the most amount of people where we are, because we're just so divided right now. And he unfortunately was the lesser of two evils. I'm actually very happy that Kamala Harris was actually chosen as his running mate, even though she would very well have been could actually do the job. But I knew her as an African-American female ex-prosecutor. She would not appeal to the broadest spectrum of people as we stand right now. We needed to present someone that could beat Donald Trump right at his game, and that would be palatable to the most amount of people, because at least Joe Biden wouldn't be able to bow to the BS, and you can't hit him with a racial slur because he's a white, old white dude. I'm just hopeful that he will be able to get to the election and then allow us to reset from the BS that is going on right now in the White House. I can't be complicit in not doing anything or not noticing that. I'm going to have to point out all the lies. I'm going to have to rev up as many people as I can to vote, and to vote for, it's like, who is the lesser of two evils now that we've proven that one of these candidates is pure evil? And knowing how the Electoral College wins, I'm going to actually have to vote Democratic for right now just to get this fool out of the White House. And then let's work on everything else after that, because it's going to take us at least 20, 30 years to see get up from under the nonsense of the last 4 years, the shenanigans of packing the Supreme Court, as well as just a general reset from all of the atrocities that are going on. And while the wildfires have raged in the West and in the Southwest. And I'm not going to be able to see all of this if, number one, I'm not here. So I can't go anywhere. But also, from a health standpoint, I'm not going to be able to survive it unless I get some things in check for myself. And it basically starts today. Blood pressure, making sure my thyroid is functioning, making sure I'm actually going to be eating the right thing. And that's where I'm going to have to pause on my general fussing right now, but I didn't think I could get through a day without saying something. And I also want to put out there that my success, I've always wanted to be successful, and I've always been a hard worker, and I've always known that I probably had to work 15 times harder than anybody else in the room just because of who I am. So when I keep hearing fools like this Kushner dude saying that we just have to want to be successful, this is how we are successful, and it doesn't matter who the Black people that are doing what they do, other podcasters, other creatives, people like myself. I'm a medical director for a healthcare insurer. This is why we want to be successful. But even if we did play the game, we always won't are successful. It's because of the cards are stacked against us. Because where we went to school, even if we did make it out of infancy, where you grow up, a lot of people still don't have the obvious success and don't have the crazy generational wealth that you're asking for into Kushner. So he doesn't get it. He's just another disconnected Republican working for his fool of a father-in-law. He doesn't get it. Trust fund babies really don't get it if they're just really that disconnected. I also don't think that every wealthy person or everyone that has the advantage are as misled as these fools that are running the country right now. But they also have a responsibility to shut out other people and not take credit for work they obviously didn't do. So with that, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to basically say, if you have not had the time to look up these four candidates, Mark Kelly, Reverend Raphael from Georgia, Amy McGrath from Kentucky, and Jamie Harrison from South Carolina. There are a slew of other libertarians. I'm sure I'll get to know them in the next coming years, but right now I don't know them, and I'm not sure of which libertarian is on which ballot. But I will advise you to take a look at these four candidates if they are in your state. You need to support them from a financial standpoint. You also need to support them by your vote. These are the four candidates that need to keep out the Lefflers and the Lindsays of the world. Awesome. Marianne voted for Mark Kelly as Arizona. Awesome. And to get Mitch McConnell, the time for the Republican Party needs to be over. They need to be voted out. And this talks about other registered Democrats need to basically take back the Senate. We can't do this without those four seats. And if we can get some other libertarians to basically take back, to enter the ticket and enter the fray, we just have to know who they are. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm putting my email. It's tinfroisreading@gmail.com. I'm going to need you to basically send me the names of other potential libertarians, because we're going to need to start a watch list of who to watch in the upcoming years. Who are we going to need to do the work to basically undo the shenanigans from the last 4 years? But I implore you to vote those four top people out, or to vote these four people in: Mark Kelly, Amy McGrath, Jamie Harrison, and Dr. Raphael Warnock in Georgia. Those are the four that we're going to need on that Senate floor. There's going to be so much work that we are going to need to do in the upcoming years, and especially me doing on myself to make sure that I'm actually healthy enough to be able to see this into fruition and to actually help encourage people and enlighten people. I also want to just be around. I want to see, because I know it's going to take 20 years. I want to be healthy enough to see it and healthy enough to enjoy the change that is about to come. And that's why I want to leave this, truly, to be encouraging. And also to leave you at least with a little bit of happiness. Tortoise back home in Alabama, a 200-pound tortoise named Spark Plug that had escaped his pen in Alabama now has been returned back home. Now, if that's not hope, if he just basically went spun out, somebody found him, put him in a soybean field, he got his eat on, and then they returned him back to his owners. I want that kind of hope. And I thank you for joining me in this live production of Breaking News Coffee with Tinfro. And Marianne, hopefully I'll talk to you and Maria soon. And you guys have a great day, okay? And y'all have an awesome rest of your day, okay?